morning. Welcome, everybody. So come to a comfortable seat on your mat. Get your eyes closed. In these first few moments, take a moment to say yes to being here. To say yes to your breath. To say yes to being present. Say yes to this moment. The more we can be in the moment today, the more healing we'll feel. Say yes to being yourself, to practicing in the way that works for your body. Say yes to understanding your own limitations, and say yes to letting the inner experience of your practice be limitless. Let's drop our head down now and let it rock from side to side. Back now to center, where we'll take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. With an inhale, reach up. Say yes to your breath. Exhale, come back. With each inhale, reach up and make a Y with your body. Say yes to this moment. Reach up, say yes to being present. Say yes to each moment today. Once more, reach up into a big, beautiful yes with your body. And then come back again to your heart. In every moment, let your breath, let your body, let your heart say yes. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhaling, we fold forward. Our hands come to the mat. We walk our feet back. And let's take downward facing dog. With our toes curled into the mat, we push away from our 10 fingers that are pressing into the floor as our hips reach into the sky. A morning stretch into our body. Feel your muscles and joints. Feel places in your body that are a little stiff, sore, or tired. Where do you need a little extra love and attention today? Lift up onto the toes now, one heel at a time, stepping down toward the ground. Like walking in place, one side and then the other, enjoying the stretch down the back of each leg. Preparing our body for our practice. And now hands walk back to the feet. With our feet planted on the ground, we drape our body down in a standing forward bend. We're just beginning. Bend your knees. Take it easy on yourself. Let this pose remind you that yoga is a practice of letting go. Now hands come onto the mat again and they'll walk forward. As we return again to the downward facing dog, that faithful friend will be coming back to again and again. From here, we'll lay knees to the mat now. Hands under the shoulders. With an inhale, look up, lift the tail, cow pose. Exhale, pull belly toward the sky, arching the back like a cat. And then bringing a fluidity to your movement, flowing from one to the other with the flow of your breath. At one time or another, most of us have had back pain. Let this movement bring health and vitality to your back and spine. Now, so much of that back soreness, back tension comes to our low back. So with the next exhale, come to your cat pose and then slowly slide down into your heels, giving a nice stretch to the low back. Inhaling, we'll drop onto our forearms and slide right back into the cow pose. And flow like that, taking that back stretch down into your low back. And then next time you slide down into your heels, let's settle for a moment into child's pose. Walking the hands a little farther forward. Knees apart or together. What feels good for you today? What feels like a yes to rest? And anytime you feel like taking a moment to stop, reflect, take it all in, say yes to rest and come right back here again. But since we're just warming up, let's curl our toes under and reach our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step right foot forward. Left knee onto the mat. Inhale, open your arms wide, heart opening. Exhale, bow. And again, the fluid flow of our body matching the fluid flow of our breath. Open heart. One more time, let your heart open and bow. Hands come to the mat, we step our right foot back. Inhale, shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower to the mat. Inhaling, shoulders loop back as the heart lifts into cobra. And exhaling, hips reach into heels. And once again, inhale forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. From here, our toes tuck under our feet, our hips reach into the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, inhale, heart opening. And exhale, bow. Begin your practice with this beautiful, wide open, yes, heart. Once more, let your heart say yes. Exhale, come down. We step back. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Keep this flow going a few more times. As we practice, listen to your body. Your body speaks to you. If you're quiet enough, you'll hear it. Know what your body needs, what feels good. Let the flow you're on now be the last. Let it settle you back again into your child's pose. And once everyone's found their way to child's pose, we'll move on together. And with fingers spread open wide, our toes turn under, our hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands now. And with an inhale, we rise. Exhale, let your hands trace the center line of your body all the way down to the earth. Inhale, lift up halfway, lengthening your back. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, the prayer rises up our midline and bursts into a big, beautiful yes. Say yes to this moment. Exhale, hands together, flowing right down your center. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhaling, we fold down, and with an inhale, the prayer rises up our body and bursts into a big yes to your breath. One more time, let the prayer flow down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, folding down, bringing the prayer up your body again. Reach out, say yes to being present. And this time, let the prayer come back to your heart. We step to the front of our mat, sun salutation. Inhale, reach up into the sky. Exhaling, let's sit down into chair. Inhale, rise up. Curl into a little back bend if you love it. And exhale, dive all the way down. Inhaling, we look up and lengthen. Exhaling, we'll take our hands to the mat. Our right foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. You can take your knee down anytime. Inhale, circling arms to the sky. Exhale, hands back to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Our right leg reaching into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come to the mat. We're stepping forward. Inhale, rising like the morning sun. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Curl into the back bend if you love it. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Send the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, flowing down. We'll step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Left leg reaches for the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands to the mat, step to the front. Inhale, catch a wave of breath. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, to the sky. Big, heart-filled back bend if it feels good. And exhale, fold forward. Inhale, to the horizon. Exhale, lay hands to the earth. Let's step our feet back now. Downward facing dog, the faithful friend. Feel here in this downward facing dog the river of energy you've awakened in your body. Say yes to that energy flowing through you. How wonderful it feels. It's now a little warmer. Let's move to our standing flow. As we look to our hands, we'll walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands come behind the back. Hands joining together, let's roll our shoulders back. Light our heart on fire. Let it wide reach up toward the sky. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Still with an open heart, we fold down. Drop hands to the earth with an inhale, hips down, heart up, chair pose. Feel your heels and your hips reaching toward the earth as your heart and your hands reach toward the sky. Powerful strength runs through our center. Rise up. Hands behind the back. Join hands together. Roll the shoulders back. Again, big, gorgeous heart opening. Tip forward. Drop hands to the earth with an inhale. Heels and hips down, heart and hands up, chair pose. Each time, feeling stronger. Rise up. Hands behind the back. Joining fingers together again, we roll the shoulders back. We let our hearts spread wide open. Fold forward. Drop hands to the earth. One more time. Hips down, heels down. Heart, arms toward the sky, chair pose. Pulling everything to your center. Gathering our strength. Reach up now, open into a great big yes to strength. Exhale, dive down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Let's come just to plank pose. Shoulders over the wrists. Knees on or off the mat. You decide what feels right for you. Hugging everything again to our center. Keep breathing here. Growing in strength with every breath. A strong body, so much stronger to fight off the toxins and germs of our environment. Know your physical limitations. Let's say yes to your inner experience being limitless. Lower down. Arch up. Push back into child's pose. Take hands to the heart and with an inhale, rise up. Big, beautiful yes to your breath. Exhale, fold forward. Hands in their down dog position. Let's curl our toes under hips to the sky. Reach right leg up into the air. Step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot flat this time. Let's reach up to warrior one. So in these standing poses, we feel as if our feet are the roots of a plant, grounding us here. From those roots, we pull nourishment right up our stem, a long spine that continues to grow upward, a strong center. And then let's let our open heart be the flower of this plant. And with each breath, it opens more and becomes more beautiful. Maintaining our roots, let's reach forward. Long diagonal line through the body. Now arms back, face down. Finding strength, flexibility, balance. Inhale to the sky, warrior one. And from this warrior one, we open into a big yes. Yes to feeling grounded. Take hands to the heart, straighten the front leg. We're moving to pyramid pose, so if you like to hop your back foot in a little, feel free to do that. Shifting our hands now either to the hips or making a prayer behind our back. Let's tip our hips forward. Taking a long spine over our straight legs as we explore our body. If you listen, your body will say yes. This feels good. Yes, more of that. But at some point, you may hear, no, that's too much. So listen to that. Relax a little more. Back off just a little bit. And then move into your inner experience. What does it feel like to be grounded? What does it feel like to breathe deeply? What does it feel like to be present? The inner experience, limitless. Dropping hands to the mat. Now let's step the left foot up to meet the right. We'll take our right fingers around the outside of the left ankle and let's spin the left arm to the sky as we enter a big, beautiful twist. Turning our heart around to the left. Make it your own. Straight legs, bent knees. What works for you, for your body? The focus here on this wonderful twist in the spine that brings such cleansing and nourishment to our back. Unwind the twist. We'll catch the other side in just a moment. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Take left leg into the sky. Let's step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. Feel your roots. Bring nourishment up your stem and then let your flower bloom to its full and most beautiful flowering. This warrior one brings up for us these incredibly wonderful feelings of confidence and strength. Feel those energies rising up in your body. Reach forward, long diagonal. Tips of the fingers all the way down to the back foot. It's still pressing onto the ground. Arms back, head reaches down. Wherever that is for you. Your strength, your flexibility, your balance. And an inhale right back up to the sky, warrior one. And arms open up into a big, full body yes. Yes to confidence. Take hands to the heart. Straighten the front leg, pyramid pose again. So if you like that little hop in, now would be the time. Hands either to the hips or the prayer behind our back. Straight legs, deep roots. Tip the hips forward. Protecting our low back by turning our hips in any forward bend. If you can, keep the front leg straight and really anchor the pose with the back foot. And then find for you where this pose fits. Every one of us different. And that diversity is what makes it beautiful. Listen for the yes from your body. And then when you hear the no, honor it. We're not here to struggle, to force. Hands drop to the mat, we step forward. Left fingers around the outside of the right ankle. Spin the right arm to the sky. Here's the other side of that twist. Twisting your heart around to the right now, feeling the wonderful release of the muscles along your back, along your spine, that hold you up straight all day long. Let the twist unwind. Hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Once again, let's come just to the plank pose. Shoulders over the wrists. The roots are now in our hands and the balls of our feet, and maybe the knees if your knees are on the mat. Feel the strength at your center. And keep breathing. Deep, steady rhythm to our breath. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, push hips into heels, child's pose. With a prayer at the heart, we inhale and reach up into a big, beautiful yes. Yes to being present. Fold forward. Hands reach out, toes turn under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's look to our hands and we'll walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rising. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, burst up. Enjoy a little back bend again if you want to. And exhale, cascading down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhaling, our hands come to the mat. Now our right foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Knee on or off the mat. What works for your body? Breathing in and breathing out. There's a difference between a breath that says yes and a breath that says no. The yes breath is longer, deeper, smoother. A no breath, short and choppy. Let every breath say yes. Be a yes breath. Hop the back foot in just a little bit. Step onto the left leg. Let's fly, warrior three. Take your arms in any direction that help you feel steady and help you feel like you're soaring on wings of strength. Reach arms to the back now. And then as we set the back foot down, let's swing our arms all the way up into the sky once more. And we open into a nice big yes. Yes to letting our spirit soar. Hands to the heart, let's twist. Right elbow crosses the left thigh. There's a lengthening in the spine as we spiral our heart around to the left. Spreading arms, keeping a prayer, setting the back knee down. What works for you in this twist? What helps you feel it beautifully in your back and spine? Find the moment of letting go right here. It's a practice of letting go. Let the twist unwind now. Hands come to the mat as we lower and lift the back knee. With a great strength in our legs. If you're feeling stronger today, you can take less support from your hands if you want. Hands might come to the thigh or the heart or even into the sky. But listening to your own body, where can I still breathe big yes breaths? Never exceeding the barometer of my breath. And then hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Stick the left, lift to the hands, walk or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, reaching up. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Back bend is welcome if you want. And with an exhale, we're sailing forward. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, lay hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Take all the time you need finding your roots. Pulling nourishment up your stem and then letting your heart come to its full blossom. Every breath is yes. Long and slow and deep. Smooth as silk. Take a little hop forward. Step onto the right foot and fly. Warrior three. Let your spirit soar here. What does it feel like to fly? Reach arms to the back, and as we set the back foot down again, we reach to the sky. And we open into a big, beautiful yes. Yes to joy. Reach up, take hands to a prayer. We twist the other way. Left elbow crosses the right thigh now. Let yourself lengthen into the twist as you spin your heart around to the right. Again, creating the twist that feels healing for you, that feels good today. Unwind in the twist, hands to the mat. Lower and lift the back knee. Building strength. Using however much support from your hands feels right. Breath is the most important. So stay where you can breathe. Every breath says yes. Hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Let's come back again to plank pose. Feeling stronger. Shoulders right over the wrists. We're lifting up out of our shoulders, not sinking into them. Like the top of a push-up. Like a plank of wood. No hills, no valleys. We're strong. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, hips to heels, child's pose. Hands come to the heart. Inhale, reach up. Say yes to this moment. And then fold forward. Hands on the mat, toes curl under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step into our last standing series now. Right leg again up in the air. Take a big, wide step forward. Plant the back foot and let's spread out into warrior two. So we move now to a side-facing pose, but we'll turn our head to look straight down our right arm. How wide can you be? How much space can you create? Can you feel in your your body now a growing feeling of freedom. Reach into that freedom with everything you are. Take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand toward the sky. Slide it back until you found reverse warrior. Left hand dribbles down the left leg, but the right side of the body receives this beautiful stretch. And then bending the right arm, let's lay it across the right thigh. As we take the left fingers into the sky and explore side angle pose, let your heart and your face look toward the sky here. Find a beautiful opening for your body. We feel our roots, we pull nourishment up our stem, and we let our heart flower. And here we feel freedom and space. Now with the top arm, reach back toward the mirrored wall. We're making a big circle. The top hand brushes against the back leg. It touches the floor. And as we point the left fingers to the front of the room, let's straighten the right leg. And the circle completes as we find big, beautiful triangle pose. Our body right over our foundation. Our legs are straight. Our arms are straight. We're still looking with our heart and our face into the sky. What does freedom feel like? Feel the long lines of energy you've created, unobstructed by tension in your body. The energy flows. Push into the feet, rise up to stand. Take hands to the heart, let's turn our right foot around to the long side of the mat. And from here, we reach up and open into a big full body yes. Yes to freedom. And then hands come back to the heart. We're turning our warrior two toward the back of the room now. So turn the left foot to the back of the mat. Angle your right foot a little toward the mirrors and let's stretch our body out into warrior two. Again, reaching into this newfound freedom. Creating space and length with everything you are. In warrior two, we're not leaning forward or back, but we're centered right in the middle of warrior two. Right over our foundation. Feel the yes of your breath. Little reach forward as the left hand turns to the sky and reaches behind our head, reverse warrior. Side stretch for the left side of our body. Bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, right fingers to the sky, side angle pose. What does freedom feel like in you? How long can you make yourself? How open, how spacious? Can you reach your heart into the sky and let that flower receive the warmth of the sun? Top arm begins the circle, reaching toward the back end of your mat, brushing the back leg, grazing the mat, and as the left fingertips point toward the front of your mat, the left leg straightens. The circle completes as we open into the big, beautiful triangle. The lines of our body straight and long. Incredibly open and free. Push into the feet. Rise up to stand. Hands to the heart. Now we'll turn the left side into the long side of our mat. One more time. Reach up to a big, glorious yes to your practice today. Bring hands to the heart. One more pose here, a standing back bend. Check in with your foundation. Make sure it's strongly rooted. Hands come to the low back now where they'll make fists right at the area of our kidneys. Bring nourishment up your stem as you lift a little taller and then roll your shoulders back. And let the flower of your heart come to its full blossoming, its full beauty. Bending back only to the point where your body is saying yes. And then slowly bringing that expansive back bend up, taking hands to our hips and pouring it now into a calming, quieting forward bend. We drop our hands down to the earth. And then let's walk our hands around to the front of our mat, our feet turning along the way, where we step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's take an exhale back to downward facing dog. From this downward facing dog, though, our knees come to rest on the mat. Our hips snuggle into the nest of our heels. Child's pose. Say yes now to rest. Say yes to coming inside. Say yes to all of the wonderful energy you've awakened. Say yes to a time of reflection. Look to the front of our mat. We spread our fingers open wide. We tuck our toes. Our hips reaching into the sky, downward facing dog. Our practice slows down now. So take your time walking your feet up to meet your hands. And then a nice, long, slow inhale rolls us all the way up. Arms reach up to a prayer. And we welcome that prayer into our heart. Take a time of balancing now. We'll begin our balancing on the right leg, and we start today with tree pose. So a tree begins with its roots. Once you feel your roots steady and strong, take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Hands to the heart. We find our center. If you'd like to extend branches from your center, feel free. But every tree is different. Allow yourself to be whatever tree feels right today. As we practice the focus of balancing, it's perfectly fine to step in and out as many times as you need to. Now hands come back to the heart. We'll take our left knee forward. With hands at the heart, we push into the right foot to stand up even taller, straighter. If you'd like to, you're welcome to straighten the left leg or to just keep it bent. Now coming back to the bent knee. One more pose, dancer's pose. Let's press our left leg behind us and reach around with the left hand and catch the inside of the left foot. We'll reach right arm to the sky, and as we push the left foot into the left hand, we just let our body do its natural reaction to that. Find a single point of focus in front of you on the floor or the wall to help you deepen that sense of concentration. And then come back again to two legs. Give yourself a moment to release any tension in the right leg. And now we'll practice balance on the left leg. The tree begins with the roots. And then the right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Find your center. And then wherever you choose to go from there is up to you. There's no right or wrong. There are many right ways. Hands melt back into the heart. We'll take the right knee forward. Grow taller, thigh parallel to the ground. Rolling the heads of the arm bones back to let that flower at our heart shine out. Straighten the right leg if you choose. Keep it bent. Wherever you want to be tall. Be present. Every breath, a yes. Bend the knee again. Press it back behind you. Reach around with the right hand for dancer's pose. Catch the inside of the foot. Reach the left hand up. Push foot into hand. let the dancer go. We relax, we release. And then a big, beautiful breath that reaches up into the sky. And exhaling that breath takes us back down to the earth. Our feet step back. Once again, we lay our knees down, our hips reach into our heels, child's pose. Walking our hands off to the right side of our mat, we take another side bend into the left side of our body. Hands come to center. And they're off to the left side of the mat now, as the right side of our body tastes the stretch. And then again we find center. Fingers spread open wide, toes turning under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. So let's move into some nice, beautiful, deep hip opening with pigeon pose. I'll show you this version, and then there's another you can do on your back if you prefer, and I'll show you that too. Let's step the right leg forward if you're taking this one. Bending the knee, foot comes behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Stretching into the left leg, taking a moment to find a nice, level, comfortable place. Either heart lifted or folding forward. If you'd like the version on your back, roll onto your back, cross the right ankle over the left thigh, and pull the legs in toward you. So whichever feels good, go there. Now saturate your right hip with breath. Every breath is a cleansing, a healing for the tension you're carrying around in your body. And letting it go feels so good. Breath is slow and deep. Our mind is incredibly present. Slowly coming up. If you're on your back, you can just stay there for a moment. If you're in this pigeon pose, turn the toes under, send the right leg to the sky. And if right leg's in the sky, step it forward again like pigeon pose, but this time hop the left knee in behind the right and we'll sit between our feet. If you're on your back, roll your legs over to the side for the twist. Sitting down between our feet, we take the right hand to the back side of our body. We reach the left hand into the sky with a nice big inhale. Exhale, hook the left elbow, cross the right leg. And then spiral this twist from the earth to the sky. A lengthening as we twist our heart around to the right. Twisting out toxins. Twisting out stress. Twisting out things we don't need. Let the twist gently unwind now. Swing the right leg back, step back to downward facing dog. If you're on your back, just hug both knees into your body. So there's a nice feeling of warmth and energy flowing into our right hip. Let's get that on the other side. For this version of pigeon pose, step the left leg forward, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. On the back, take the left ankle crossing the right thigh this time. Whichever version of pigeon you take, ease your way into it until it feels amazing. So the profound letting go now happens on the left hip. It's okay to mold it to your body until it feels just right. And then with your deep breath, saturate your left hip with healing breath. Wash away what you don't need. With every breath, let yourself relax a little more into the moment. Subconsciously, there are still parts of us trying to hold on to our stress. But with every breath, try to let go a little more. you're on your back, stay there. If you're not, take hands onto the mat. Curl the right toes under, set the left leg to the sky. And bring the left leg forward as if we were starting pigeon again, but hop the right knee in behind the left. Sit between the feet. If you're on your back, roll over to the other side for the twist. Left hand behind the back, right arm reaches into the sky. Exhale, hook the right elbow across the left thigh and let yourself spiral into the twist. Like a corkscrew, it twists around your body. And the twist unwinds. Swing the left leg back. Step back to one last downward facing dog. To feel how the left foot now is awake and alive with warm energy flowing. Lay knees to the mat. Cross ankles. Swing hips over the top of the feet. And let's send our legs forward now for a forward bend. Inhaling. We reach into our breath. Before we take the forward bend, open again into a yes. Yes to this moment. Yes to your breath. Now reach up again and with an exhale, tip the hips forward. Fold into your forward bend. I'm letting go. When we come to these forward bends, we listen for the limits of our body. But then we move to the inner experience, which is limitless. We can always become more calm and peaceful here. We can always let go a little more of what we hold on to. We can always make our breath say yes more deeply, more authentically. Now hands will walk up both legs and we'll bend our knees and lower down onto our back. So roll all the way down onto the floor now. Hug your knees into your body, make yourself comfortable, maybe rocking around a little bit. And then take your knees directly over your hips. Let's let shins lift up parallel to the floor. Spread your arms wide on the earth. Now feeling the strength at your center, slowly lower both legs halfway to the right. And then with a little tug of your low belly, pull the legs back to center. And then halfway to the left. So all the control of this movement comes from the strength of your abdominal muscles as you slowly, consciously go side to side. Now this can be done with straight legs or bent knees. If you're feeling stronger, you're welcome to straighten your legs. Is your breath still flowing? Moving mindfully, feeling the strength of our abdominal muscles. As that strength grows, our back is more supported. We stand up straighter, taller, walk with more grace and ease. Come back to center now, hug knees into your body, let your head rock side to side. Ready now to move into our inversions today. Two options here. If you feel safe taking a shoulder stand, carefully lift hips and legs up above the shoulders, using your hands to support you. Or choose a bridge pose, where feet are planted on the floor, toes and knees pointing straight ahead. As we push into the floor, the hips and spine peel off the ground. So go where your body's happy. Let your heart lift above your head. Feel rejuvenated. Every breath says yes to this moment. Every breath says yes to feeling better. And now slowly, gently, begin your way back once more to your mat, laying your body down tenderly, one vertebra at a time. When you've come all the way down again, if you've been in the bridge pose, give your knees a hug to stretch your low back just a bit. And then we take fish pose. Feet are planted on the earth. We lift the hips enough to slip the hands underneath. Legs extending forward as we sit on our hands and rock our elbows underneath our backs. Now let your heart fly upward as your head falls back. Flower in full bloom. The neck wide open. Gently let the head come up first. And lay your fish pose back onto the mat. Slipping hands out now from under our hips, let's reach to the floor behind our head. And take a moment to just get nice and long here. We have one final gift for our back and spine. Reach down to cradle your right leg into your body and then guide it across to the left. We turn our head to the right as we let this healing twist wrap itself around our body. Wrapping around the back and spine with healing. Wrapping around the abdomen with toning. Releasing the left hand, we roll gently onto the mat again. Return to where you feel perfectly centered. And then let yourself stretch with arms beyond the head, legs extending. And this time, cradling the left leg, guiding it across to the right, looking to the left. The twist wraps itself around us once more, clearing away any last little bits of dust and debris of stress. And the right hand slips away. Gently we fall back onto the mat. We find the center of our mat once again. And at this point, you may want to grab something to stay warm. And then lay yourself carefully down. Close your eyes and surrender now to your final relaxation. Let your body be received by the support of the floor beneath you. In this moment, say yes to your breath. Say yes to this moment. Say yes to being present. Say yes to healing in your body. Say yes to peace in your mind. Say yes to joy in your heart. Say yes to unity with your spirit. Every breath, a moment of yes. How will you say yes to life today? How will you say yes to life today? Will you say yes to life today? You have all the time you need to enjoy this final relaxation. And when you come to the point in time when you're ready to bring your practice today to a close, take a moment first to close your practice in whatever way feels meaningful for you on this day. When you've had that time of closure, that may be now, it may be later. But when you you are ready, take the next transition, rolling gently onto your right side. And lying there peacefully as your breath whispers, yes. And then knowing you have all the time you need, when you feel ready for your final transition, come back at last to the comfortable seated position where we began our practice today. In these final moments, say yes to gratitude. Gratitude for your practice today. For the gifts that you've received, for how amazing you feel. And once again, we'll drop our head down and let it rock from side to side. And then we come back to our center. An inhale carries our arms into the sky and our hands meet together in a prayer. We'll take that prayer first to our forehead for a yes to life in our thoughts today. And then onto our lips for a yes to life in our words. And now to our heart for a yes to life in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.